Manawatu's 92.2 More FM, 719 right now, 719. Bell's got our entertainment headlines for today coming up in just a couple of moments. All right, now, out of conversation, it's basically a deck of cards, isn't it, Gareth? And
you like prompt cards, really?
Pretty
aren't
cool, actually.
Kind of like getting your own dinner set of Uno.
Yeah. Hang on one second.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Louise.
How are you?
I'm great.
That's good.
How are you?
I'm just fighting fit.
Great. Have you ever found anything valuable or unusual, Louise?
I have. I find lots of things, lots of exciting things, from archaeological coins to money on the beach. I find it. What about you?
I found a sock down the back of the bed the other day. Oh, jeez, it's been there for a while.
Is that where the odd ones are going?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Louise.
Yes.
If I say the word happiness to you, what springs to mind first?
Oh, my little beautiful little daughter.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How old is she?
Yeah, she's 9. And she's honest. A joy. She's just a joy. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing, my family.
And sometimes happiness is a little break away from your family as well.
True.
See, I've got a bit of distance between mine, so I'm just loving them.
Actually, look, what we do is we're reading, obviously, as you've picked up, questions from your cards, The Art of Conversation, the perfect icebreaker. And we've got these, and these are fantastic. Great ways to start a conversation. I've got a question I'd like to ask Mike, actually, if you don't mind, Louise. Mike, if you returned as a member of the opposite sex, what do you think you'd enjoy the most?
Probably shopping, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I'm a man and I love to shop, so if I was a woman, I'd really love to shop.
Mm. Yeah. I think for me, it'd probably be peeing sitting down.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm lazy. I think it'd be good, you know, there's nothing like getting up in the middle of the night and, you know, you just plonk down. It'd be great.
I think the thing about being a man and one hairstyle lasting for decades and that bulk shopping thing you do.
Yeah.
You know, a 6-pack or a 12-pack.
Oh, God. Hey,
Louise.
12-pack undies.
Yeah.
You've got a great thing going here with these cards.
You know, it's very, very simple, but I think it's needed for lots of reasons because people used to spend time sitting around and rapping like we are now. And that was just a regular everyday thing in the family dinner table. We sat around, we talked, and it just doesn't happen so much anymore. We're all too busy.
Oh, don't talk to me while I'm eating. I don't want to miss what happens on Shortland Street.
Yeah. So where can people get these cards from, Louise?
They're sold in game stores, but largely I think it's a bookstore item here.
Yeah.
So they're on the counter. I know Whitcools have them, and sure. I think a lot of the independents.
How did you come about collating all of these little topics? Because surely, you know, there's a lot of them there. Yeah.
There's a lot. And look, Keith and I, as my partner in crime in this, we have got a fantastic core group of 40 people that we test all the titles on.
Yeah.
And we really work hard. This one took us about 18 months. We had 40 adults and we had 12 children and we trialled and tested them because sometimes there's a great question but it doesn't result in an interesting conversation, so we would ditch them. We had children of all ages. The youngest was 5, went up to 18, and we tested them really well to make sure that they worked. There's nothing in there that's offensive or it's not nosy, but things come out about people.
Hey, Louise, you've got these fantastic cards, The Art of Conversation. Further details are available at www.taoc.com.au. And one question before we let you go. If you could get away with something, what would you do?
I have been looking at this Sky Tower in Auckland, and I'm not actually answering the question, but I think if I was brave enough, I would really like to do that jump.
Okay. Oh, look, hey, I've done it. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually, you know what? It's not that hard. It's not that scary. Because the hardest thing is once you get over your fear of getting over the edge, you're actually tethered the whole way down. You can feel the strain on you. It's not like a bungee where there's a free fall.
Oh.
You're actually tethered the whole way down. So there is a little safety element about it. You have that sense of security.
Do it.
I want to ask someone else. I really would like a second opinion. What about yourself? What would you do if you could get away with it?
Oh, I'd probably rob a bank and then go on overseas holiday.
Oh, that old answer.
Yeah, I'd kill someone.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
That,
Mike?
That was Did Gareth.
I say that out
Gareth
loud?
Said that, not me.
Well, as soon as we're off air, you can tell me who.
No, I'm only kidding. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't even dream about it.
Of course you are.
All the best, Louise.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, mate. Bye.
Thanks.
You can chainsaw your credit cards.